USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has now said he's 100% behind President Donald Trump's partnering with Congress to stop Turkish aggression in Syria. He said, quote, "I applaud his decision to work with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria through the crippling economic sanctions." He also said he had spoken to the president and this decision by President Trump will be a game changer in all the wrong ways for Turkey.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Donald Trump also said that roughly 1,000 U.S. troops he has ordered to leave Syria will be remaining in the Middle East to prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State threat. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
With the strike by factory workers against General Motors now in its 29th day, there are signs that negotiators may be moving toward an agreement. After both sides exchanged barbs last week, bargainers met late into the night each night of the weekend and returned today, talking with few interruptions. All of those are signs that they're progressing on the key issues. The union summit is General Motors Council, a group of factory-level officials, to a meeting in Detroit scheduled for Thursday. This group normally would only be brought together to approve an agreement. But both sides said talks will continue throughout the rest of the week, and no deal had officially been reached at this time. Stocks capped a wobbly day of trading on Wall Street with modest losses, with a shaky start to the week for the market after its first weekly gain in more than a month. Losses in consumer goods makers, utilities, and technology stocks helped outweigh gains in banks and real estate companies. A 2% drop in crude oil also hurt energy stocks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The violence in Hong Kong continues. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more and more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joe Biden is facing persistent allegations of wrongdoing overseas that could undermine his argument that he's best positioned to defeat the president. Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack that raised questions about his ability to withstand the vigor of a presidential campaign. And Elizabeth Warren is now fending off new scrutiny of her own biography. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be meeting for the most crowded presidential debate in modern history. But it's three leading candidates, Biden, Sanders, and Warren, who face the most intense spotlight that could expose glaring liabilities in their quest for the White House. The debate marks the first time all three candidates will meet since the House moved forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.